Welcome to Wonder in Reality. My name is Jim. This is an evangelistic message. Lord God Almighty, we welcome you into this time. We give you this time in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Man was created to have a relationship with God forever. There are other reasons why man was created as well, but the chief end of every individual person is to know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And the deepest reality of that and is fellowship with Him. God Almighty, through His Son, Jesus Christ, offers literally to fellowship with every person on the earth. Amen. Every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. And He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And His presence and glory actually fills the universe. And actually, the universe, as we know it, exists in Him. That's how powerful and big He is. Now, I've used this phrase before, but there's two sides of the gospel. The wonderful, glorious side of those who simply say they choose God instead of self. If they hear the gospel, they choose Jesus Christ instead of self. And for them, they are fortunate. That's what Jesus said. They enter into an eternal celebration. And it's what humans were born to do. They find everything that they could ever dream of. Even if they don't realize that on the earth, if they just continue on with Him, they'll find all of that in heaven. Amen. And that forever. They will live forever. Jesus said that at least five times. Spoke about how someone who believes in Him will never die and will live forever. And there's much more. They receive life everlasting. But there's the other side. And that's, I want to speak about that. Because I have not spoken about that in a while on this podcast. And the other side is those who choose self. Jesus explained and said they will live alone. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. They'll live alone. He said if anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. They will lose their life. The tragedy is, and it's revealed in the Bible, there's more than 100 scriptures in the Bible about hell. Jesus spoke about hell often, numerous times. Those who are and the bottom line is those who are not saved, who are not in the book of life, it says that they will end up in hell for eternity. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what Jesus called it, and in Revelation 20:15 it says anyone not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. So the end result of hell is that it's cast into the lake of fire. Right now, hell is not in that place. Hell is a terrible, awful place right now. Anyone who has died in human history without whoever chose self instead of God, instead of Jesus Christ, is in hell right now. And it's all revealed so in depth. In addition to the Bible, there are modern day books and messages. I refer you to the book A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. Fully reveals hell. Okay. And let me add this. Well, you don't have to believe me, but I had a short vision of what I believe I saw. I saw hell below me, and I heard, I could see the fire, and I heard the loud wailing of what sounded like a multitude of people. And it was very scary. That's all I want to say about that. And the reason I say it, it's time for me to share that. There's more about that that I could share, but that's what I've seen in ministry, is that it almost takes that for someone to actually realize what hell is really like. If someone doesn't have an experience like that, often they just won't get it. We as humans we're like sheep and goats, and we're somewhat slow to catch on to things. Now, and I don't want to, I do want to give the brief explanation of why hell exists. That may be one of the biggest objections that people have to the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the whole issue of hell. And here's the explanation. I did not come up with this. A great man of God explains most of what I'm about to say. The enemy and all the angels that fell, they are eternal, just like humans are. And angels, there had to be a place for them for eternity. They are eternal. God is so powerful and awesome. When he created the angels, they are eternal. Humans, same thing. Human beings created in God's image. Every human being is eternal and will exist forever. Their even their body, their soul, their body, and their spirit, well, just that's an eternal revelation. Humans are eternal and will exist for all eternity. But with the angels, same thing. There had to be a place for them for eternity. And God withdrew himself from this place called hell. And there's nothing good there. Nothing. All the wonderful things that humans experience on the earth, in the natural and the spiritual things, all of them God created and thought of. The wonderful, you know, I'll start in the natural and then go to the intangible spiritual things. All the wonderful things, sunlight and food and water and beauty and the beauty of nature and friendships and all the things in the, you know, the wonderful things, family and everything good. He created everything good. More than that, the intangible things, love, faith, hope, joy, peace, happiness, harmony, purpose, all these wonderful things. When God withdrew himself from hell, none of those things are in hell. And that's why hell is so horrible. All those things that I just mentioned, none of them are in hell, because God withdrew himself, so humans are suffering greatly there. Okay, and even worse, it will be thrown into the lake of fire. Now, that's a harsh thing for us as humans to accept. I understand that. And I want to move on to the celebration. Jesus the Christ is the revelation of God. He's the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He's the exact representation of God's nature. And in fact, the Holy Spirit reveals that Jesus Christ is both the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. He's the Savior. He's the so wonderful. Everything about Jesus reveals the only true God and reveals the Father God Almighty. And that's the gospel is more wonderful than we can ever comprehend. And he himself, the Lord God Almighty, so wonderful and beautiful and magnificent in all ways beyond what we can comprehend. He's an eternal revelation. And we are fortunate today, those of us who have a Bible and hear the gospel and all these, especially in modern times, we now see exactly what God is like because Jesus Christ reveals Him fully. And all the things, you know, all the things that Jesus does are so wonderful. And the greatest thing, though, and I want to finish with this, is that the Lord, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so beautiful, glorious, magnificent, radiant in splendor, the glorious splendor of His majesty. That's the Lord Himself. And we know Him through the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And why is it like that? Because God is such a God of love, He's now offered Jesus Christ fully to every person on the earth. That's such a glorious revelation. And it reveals God's love. It reveals His plan for the world. Jesus Christ was a man on the earth, but He said, it's better that I leave, because if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit will not come. Isn't that glorious? You know, that, and so that, and that's also, this reveals so much, but that's why every person on the earth, no matter who they are, where they are, can instantly receive the only true God. It's so simple. So wonderful. All they do have to do is just say yes to Jesus Christ. If they never hear the gospel, they say yes to God, they can find Him just as easily. We know there are great challenges. We know that there's four things that keep us from salvation and from our experiencing the fullness of God. Four things: our old nature, sin, the world, the enemy. But Jesus has the victory over all of those, and so I encourage, I'm not going to say a prayer, there's no, all you need is to call upon Him. It's three times in the Bible it says, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So yes, He's a God of mercy, He's a God of love. But there is that other side, and so glorious. How much does God love the world? Well, He gave Jesus Christ to come to the earth as a man and die for the world. And Jesus fulfilled that. Jesus did that. That's the indisputable proof of God's love for the world. And He and His Son, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. So, that love will never change. Many people immediately object to that and say, well, then why is there so much suffering? Why is my life so hard? Well, we don't have all the answers, but it's simple. It's so simple, Jesus said we must become like a child. There's another revelation of God's love, that anyone, anywhere, no matter who they are, no matter, we don't have to have anything special. And even if our past, we all are sinners, saved by grace, some saved by grace, no matter what our past is, God has made it simple and easy, and there's unlimited potential because this is what humans were born to do. How do we do that, though? Through the glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we do it. That's how. That's the key. That's the, we can forget everything else. It is, Christianity is a revelation and a relationship. It's a revelation of the only true God from glory to glory to glory. So receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't, if you've gotten away from Him, come back to Him. That's simple. If you know Him already, glory to God. Every day we have this glorious opportunity to know Him, and He even offers fellowship with it. He offers fellowship to every person on the earth. Amen. Amen.